Men are so busy with worldly achievement. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Quickly the days that are numbered pass by. So quickly the days of God's judgment draws nigh. So heedless of danger we're living today. God's love and mercy we're throwing away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily outrot. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Well, he warned of the dangers that lie in their path, but they heed not his mercy and they kindle God's wrath. Pleasures of this world is their only care, for where you have pleasure, your hearts will be there. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily outrod. God in his heaven must look down on pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? So cheap it will seem on that great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. He said that his kingdom was not of this world. So what is the profit of silver and gold? The cheap it will seem on the great judgment day, when fire and great heat will melt it away. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity on those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Men are so busy with worldly achievements. The mercies of Jesus they daily downtrod. God in his heaven must look down in pity for those who so carelessly forgotten their God. And those who so carelessly forgotten their God. Come, King, that lust and gay, and there abend, come, tear by. As he escaped, fairly stay, and in deserve you stay nigh. Come, stark at eye and mood, so a big kite to wander, from einer Kraft zu ander. As is das Ende gut. Es soll uns nicht gereuen, der schmale Pilgrimspfad. Wir kennen ja den Treuen, der uns berufen hat. Komm, folgt und trauert dem ein jeder sein Gesichte. Mit ganzer Wendung richte, steif nach Jerusalem. Der Ausgang der Geschichte lasst uns fürwahr nicht leid. Es soll noch besser gehen zur Abgeschichte.
strike in your side, me bumper, that thousand welten, ihr locken und ihr schelten, und geht nur euren Gang. Geht der Natur entgegen, so geht's gerad und fein. Die Fleisch und Sinne pflegen, noch schlechte Pilgrim sein. Verlass die Kreatur, und was euch sonst will binden, lass gar auch selbst dahinten. Es geht durch Sterben nun. Man muss wie Pilgrim wandern, frei, bloß und wahrlich leer. Wir sammeln Handel, Handel, mach unser Gang schwer. Wer will, der tragt sich tot, wir reisen abgeschieden, mit wenigen zufrieden, wir brauchen's nur zur Not. Spricht euer Herz als Bestes, sonst weder Leib noch Haut. Wir sind hier fremde Gäste und ziehen bald hinaus. Geh, mach, bring on, geh, mach, ein Pilgrim muss sich schicken, sie dulden und sie bicken, den kurzen Pilgrimstag. Lass uns nicht viel besehen, das Kinderspiel am Weg. Durch Seimen und durch Stehen wird man verstrickt und dreht. Es geht uns gar nichts an, nur fort durch dick und dünne. Kehr ein die leichten Sinne, es ist gar bald getan. Ist gleich der Weg das Enge, so einsam, krumm und schwer. Dornen in der Menge und Mannes Kreuz gedreht. Es ist dann nur ein Weg, lass sein, wir gehen weiter, wir folgen unseren Leiter und brennen durchs Gehirn. Was wir hierher nun sehen, das Herr nun sehen wir kaum. Wir lassen's hier und gehen, es irret uns kein Traum. Wir gehen ins Ewige ein, mit Gott muss unser Handel, in Himmel unser Wandel, und Herz und alles sein. Wir wandeln eingekehrt, verachtend und bekannt. Man sehet, kennt und ehre uns kaum in fremde Land. Und heret man uns, ja, so heret man uns singen von unseren großen Dingen, die auf uns warten da. Komm, Kinder, lasst uns gehen, der Vater gehet mit. Er selbst will bei uns stehen, in jenem sauren Trieb. Er will uns machen, will mit süßen Sonnenblicken uns locken und erquicken. Ah ja, wir haben's gut. An jeder munter Eile, wir sind von Sinn entfernt. Schaut auf die Feuersäule, die Gegenwart des Herrn. Das auch nur eingekehrt, da uns die Liebe winket, und denn der Fort uns sinket, den wahren Ausgang lehrt. Das Lammes ist ein Wesen, wird uns da eingedrückt. Man kann's am Wandel lesen, wie kindlich, wie gebiegt, wie sanft gerade im Stil die Lämmer vor sich sehen und ne forsen gegen, so sehr wir verliehen. Komm, lasst uns unterwandern, wir gehen Hand an Hand. Eins feiert sie am anderen in diesem wilden Land. Komm, lass uns kindlich sein, uns auf den Weg nicht streiten, die Engel uns begleiten als unser Bräutigam. Bald wo ein schwacher Fall, so greift der Stärkste zu. Man tragt, man helfe allen, man pflanze Frieden Ruh. Komm, bindet fest daran, ein jeder sei der Kleinste, der auch wohl gar der Reinste auf dieser Lebensbahn. Komm, lasst uns munter wandeln, der Weg ist immer auf. Ein Tag, der folgt den anderen, bald fällt das Fleisch ins Grab. Nur noch ein wenig Mut, nur noch ein wenig Treuer, von allen Dingen freier, geben zum ewigen Gut. Es wird nicht lang mehr wehren, halt noch ein wenig aus. Es wird nicht lang mehr wehren, so kommen wir nach Haus. Da wird man ewig ruhen, wenn wir mit allen Frommen dahin zum Vater kommen. Wie wohl wird's schon. Da wollen wir es wagen, es ist wohl wagenswert. Und gründlich den Absagen, was auch hält und beschwert. Weil du bist doch so klein, wir gehen durch die Heiden in die Ewigkeiten. Es soll nur Jesus sein. O Freuden wir erlesen, o allvergnügtes Gut, o ewig bleiben Wesen, wir reizen zu den Mut. Wir freuen uns in dir, du unser Wand und Leben, worin wir ewig schweben, zu unser ganzes Ziel. That's where it's at. That's where the Lord called us for the, called us out for the Hutterites, eh?
Mm-hmm.
They really never had a, nothing. So here in this end time, they're going to get it, because we're some of them anyway.
Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Handen Gott sei dir gereicht. Jesus hat dich eingenommen, eine Jahrheit dir bereit. Liebe Schwester, sei willkommen, Handen Gott sei dir gereicht. Jesus hat dich singebiset, und mein Zohar dir bereit. Sei willkommen, sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, sei in Frieden, mehr als in dieser Zeit. Glück und Heil sei dir beschieden, Raum und so sei doch bereit. Liebe Schwester, geh in Segen, mehr als in dieser Zeit. Bleibe stets auf Gottes Wege, sei zum Leiden noch bereit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Liebe Schwester, sei stets wacker, denn was du geloben hast, und trag wie ein guter Acker, frichte für die Ewigkeit. Bleib in allen Abgeschieden, lieb nicht mehr die Eitelkeit. Such den Eintracht, such den Frieden, fliehe träg und zieh herein. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Bauen wir dort vor den Throne, wo die Krone uns bereit, wo uns Jesus Gottes Sohn allewenig uns befreit. O drum werde dort nicht müde, hier in dieser Leidenszeit. Dort sind ja die Schade Frieden, frei und frei zu sein allein. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Siehe Freistadt, für die Seele, die nach Jesus Munden hat. Wie die Tau zu Noahs Arche, Zuflucht findet nicht verweilt. Amen, Amen, sei willkommen, allen waren wir bereit, dir zu wünschen, mit den Frommen, Friede, Freude, Seligkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit. Sei willkommen, bis zur frohen Ewigkeit.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling for you and for me. Seeing the portals he's waiting and watching for you and for me. Come home, here. Jesus is calling, oh sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and need not his mercies? Mercy for you and for me. Come home, you are weary, come earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home. Time is now fleeting.
The moments are passing, passing for you and for me. Shadows are gathering, that's night is coming, coming for you and for me.
Come home, come home, you are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly,
Jesus is calling,
calling, oh sinner, come home.
Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised, promised for you and for me.
Though we have sinned,
he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me.
Come home, come home, you are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly,
Jesus is calling, calling, oh sinner, come home.
I guess if you're not right, colored you now. They think come home to the colony.
I guess
it's how they interpreted it. Mm-hmm. Because that's the world they're living in. They figure we're lost and undone. We gotta come back to the colony when it says come home. But that's just deception. I'll tell you where you come home to when we're done here. This is, like I say, the Lord has prepared us for this hour. He started when we were 6, 7 years old to prepare us for this hour, and it's just strictly for the Hutterites. That's it. It's no use. Yeah, there's a lot of other people that'll tap in, but our calling is strictly for the Hutterites. I can prove to you that that's what he is on is out for. And the Hutterites, they really never had nothing, spiritually speaking. It was just deception, just a Roman Catholic cult. That's all it is when you look at it through the eyes of the scriptures. But, see, we get it right. We want to continue with that talk. Hopefully, it'll activate people to wake up, you know, that's what these songs are for, to wake us up. We're living in the last days of time. There's only, for the rapture, there's not a year left. But for the coming of Jesus and for the day of the Lord, it's not more than 3 years, because we got it right here. We got that midnight cry. At midnight there was a cry. We got that right, and once you got that right, you got that revelation on that one, you got the rest. The rest is all just following a blueprint. Anybody can follow a blueprint. Like when you buy something and you got to put it together, you just follow what it says in the instructions. And that's all. Once we got the revelation of that midnight there was a cry, the rest is automatic. The rest just falls right into place according to the scripture. And that's all you and I have ever really done. We were just all was interested in that scripture then. Because one day I saw something and I think it's over in Peter somewhere, where and there are hidden treasures. In the Word of God, there are hidden nuggets, hidden treasures. And I wanted to find out what these hidden treasures were. And lo and behold, I found it through the ministry of Brother Branham. Daniel 12, verse 3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. But the wise shall shine like the brightness of the heavenly expanse. And those bringing many to righteousness will be like the stars forever and ever. De leere aber werden leicht wie des Himmels Glanz, und die so viele zur Gerechtigkeit weisen wie die Sterne immer und ewiglich. Like here, when you look up at the stars at night, you can't really see because you're surrounded with all this light. But trucking up on the ice roads up in the winter time, up north, up there, everything is clear. And when you look up at the skies, it's all, everything is just illuminated. That's what it means when it says they shall, the leere aber werden leicht und wie des Himmels Glanz. Like you can't even imagine. And millions and millions of stars out there, and that's how the teachers, the Brother Ben, Brother Jack, and those that teach will shine like that. And then those that will lead many to righteousness, and we've said it over and over again, there is only one thing that's righteousness in the eyes of God, is to all believe the message for your day. And we here have, on this website, we have the message for the day and hour we're living in. And if you can only get yourself to believe it and to go and tell somebody, then you are going to shine as the stars forever and ever. It's just that simple. We're just going by the Word. We're going by what the Word says. And I know it's very hard for people to be able to accept the fact that there are just these two lowly Hutterites here that have the handle. The only two people out of 8 billion people that have a handle on the Word of God and for the hour that we're now living in. This thing, I'm not embarrassed anymore to see it because I know it's the truth. I can go backwards and forward and seek everything out around the world on the YouTube. There is nothing in there that's even fit for a dog to eat. Honestly, because we're living in the closing days of time and nobody will tell you exactly where we are in time, except you and I, because we're the only two people that knows this. Out of 8 billion people in this world, we're the only two people. And it's hard for people to accept that fact, to accept the fact that God has prepared us way back before the foundation of the world to do this very thing that we're doing here. We're doing it on a daily basis, trying to wake up a people and trying to bring them come to that saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, because all this thing is running to an end, even in our generation. That's why I keep saying over and over, he woke me up back in the day, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I heard a voice in my spirit saying, I'm coming soon. I'm coming in your lifetime. Whether you like it or not, that day will approach it and we'll bump right into it. And if you're not prayed for it, if you're not prepared for it and you haven't done nothing, you haven't believed it, if you can't get yourself to a place where you can believe it, then that day will come and they'll do exactly what that flood did. It took them all away, and that's the same thing here. That judgment day is looming on the rise. You can see the sounds and the sight all around you. You see that civil war breaking out in America. You see the tribulation that started. You see all these wars and rumors of war all around us. And there is nobody that has done more for the human race than you and I have to wake a people up here in these closing days of time. People don't believe us because we're just too simple people. We're not these highfalutin people coming from India or from some far off country coming here writing a big book and all that stuff. No, we're just two simple people. But we got a revelation from the Lord. He's called us out from before the foundation of the world, and He prepared us for this day when we were young. And that's been our job. That's what we've been honed out to do. And now we can actually boldly say we are that duplicate of people. Like I say, there's nobody that has done more for the human race than you and I to warn them about the coming of the Lord, because we put all that we worked, and then we saved all our money, and all that we're doing, all our resources, everything that we ever have, and all, we're putting into this message. We send, two or three times already, we send a book to every Hutterite colony and all around the world, even over in England to these Woodcraft people. And
trying to wake people up. What they do with it, that's their business. But we send it all out of pocket. Everything that we spend, it's out of our own pocket. We refuse to take tithe. We refuse to take charity, because when you take somebody else's money, they think they got a handle on it. They think they can control you. So we don't take no money for nothing. We work for 10, 15 years driving truck, and we saved it up, and now we're using our saving to put everything that we know to do into trying to get a warning out to people. That's all we're
right.
doing.
Uh-huh. Because when this is our life, like this is so real to us, because when the Lord woke us up when we were young, and spiritually woke us up, to follow him, and that has been our lives, and to find out where he is at. Like there's a lot of voices out there, mm-hmm. and then people run here to and fro, mm-hmm. like they run here whenever somebody prophesies something, people run this direction, and then the next somebody prophesies over there, they run that direction. See, the Bible tells us clearly, prophecies will fail and tongues will cease, these things, but the word of God will endure forever. And that's what we have based and God has established us in his word. And that's why we can tell you that God sent a prophet in this Laodicea church age to turn us back to the faith of the early church. He sent a chief apostle to bring out of that storehouse old things and new, so that he can continue that work to bring us back to the early church. And I was thinking of a scripture yesterday. It's in Proverbs 25:2. It says, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, and the glory of kings to investigate a matter." See, when we came to the ministry of Brother Brenham, we did our investigating. God has hid these things in the Word of God. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to know about the church ages in the book of Revelation. See, these things are in the Word of God. And then I started to investigate mm-hmm. what these things are, to search out the matter. And then God saw my desire, and he led me to the righteousness for the day and hour. And that's what God will do to anybody if they have a hunger. He will lead them to the righteousness. And that's what we're doing here. We're letting people know what that righteousness is and where it's at, so mm-hmm. that people can be prepared for the hour and the time they're living in, that they're not like the people in the days of Noah. So you don't have to go into judgment mm-hmm. and the people at the destruction of Jerusalem, because the Jews did not know the hour of their visitation, mm-hmm. and they faced the destruction of Jerusalem, and it was a very bad situation for the Jews, that they even killed their own children to eat them. That's how great that starvation is. And that's a spiritual starvation in this day and hour, because of all this charismatic, lukewarm Christianity out there. That's why when we say things, people, their ears cannot seem to adjust to that sound, because they're so used to that charismatic world out there that they call Christianity, that when you speak the hard truths of the Bible and what Jesus came to do, he said, he came to bring division, he said. That's what truth does. It divides the lie from the truth. Mm-hmm. That's why we are, that's what God called us out to do, to speak the truth for this day and hour, so that people have something, and like when the history books will be written, just like the history books in the Bible, like Jeremiah the prophet, When the history books, now we can go back, Jeremiah knew what he was talking about because it was thus saith the Lord. Hananiah did not know what he was talking about because he was a false prophet. And in the end, we can now look back and we can clearly see that Jeremiah, he had the word of God, that Hananiah did not have it. Back then, it was not as easy to perceive. Mm-hmm. That's just like this hour here. The truth is not that easy to perceive because people have not pursued that all their lives. We did all our lives since we were young. We wanted to get to know God and where He's at in time so we can be prepared for what's coming. So that's what we let people know. When the history books will be written, there will be people in the history books written that knew the day and hour they were living in.
Amen to that. And like we were saying, when we were young, we started it. Now that scripture is true to us. For he say down in Psalm, lest any hand is ever sneaked up, then the wise in dwell is geraten, and das free out of das speed. Suhid and Shepherd down a yugid. All these scriptures. Now we can truly, we don't have to say to get followed me. In fact, we embrace. I cannot wait to get up in the morning at 5 o'clock and do what we're doing here, because we're doing it for the Lord. And we're going back to that song that we sang the other day. If I could repay all that Jesus did for you, for you and I at Calvary, we gladly do. We're doing this gladly just to repay just a little bit for what Jesus did for us at Calvary. And He's given us the job. And like I said earlier, in the Bible, there's hidden gems, there's hidden things, there's that hidden factor about seek ye first the kingdom of God. Well, I told you before, it's that born again experience when He told Nicodemus, you must be born again. That's the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is within you. Once you become born again, that kingdom of God is stirring something inside of your soul, and then it's all, and the righteousness. Seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And it says, and His righteousness, not our own righteousness, which is nothing but filthy rags. It's His righteousness, and His righteousness is simply the message of the truth for your day and for your hour. And we've been working overtime here, trying to bring out the truth for the day and hour we're living. And it's the message for your day and for your hour. It's the ministry of William Brennan, Brother Jack. They're going out to off to sea. Now God has on us out to hold the line on the things that we've been taught. And this is what that song means. Come home. Come home to the message of your day and your hour. And God will do the rest. All you got to do is take enough courage and be identified with the reproach of Christ. Because right now, it's right around the Hutterite nation. They all know about us. They know where we live and everything. But they do not want to be that reproach of Christ, to be identified with us. And yet therein, there's that gold mine. There's that kingdom of God and its righteousness. And once you got that, then all these things will be added unto you. God will give you everything that you have need for daily living. We're actually billionaires 10 times over, because God gives us everything that we need for daily living, material things. Plus He gives us 24/7 bodyguards. In this hour of time that you're now living in, you need that angelic host. You need angelic bodyguards, because it's a terrible time out there. Your life is not saved. The minute you hit out the road, you're in danger of being run over, being shot at. And down the States, it's a lot worse than here. But here we have an oasis. We're telling people the truth. We're putting all our resources in. And I'm not saying this to brag. I'm just saying that's just who we are, because it says, come and drink out of the waters of life freely. This thing that we're saying here, these songs that we're saying, they are the waters of life, and they're very timely, because just up the road here, and your lifetime, it's going to come. That day if the Lord will come, that we're talks about over Jeremiah, that his lips will tremble and the islands will be moved out of the sea on the day of the Lord. It's coming up the road, and we're doing everything we can to warn the people. It looks like the more you beat, the more they go put the brakes on. And but see, it's just our job, it's our makeup to do that. Like I say, every resource, every cent that we goes into a message to warn the people all around the world where we are living in time, because you and I are the only two people that know. Out there, the John Hagees and the Benny Hens and all these Joel Olsen people, they don't know the day down they're living in. And if they would, they'd probably tell you. But they don't know because it has not been given to them. Because they're nothing but it's nothing but tables of vomit. It's just a waste of time. It's at the end of the day, the Lord will say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity," because their motive wasn't right. They didn't care about the people. They cared only about one thing. Behind it is the spirit of Satan, and it's a spirit of deception. They're all just out there to deceive the masses. And all they want, go look, they're all millionaires. When they die, they're all millionaires, because they're just using the Bible to make themselves rich. Well, we don't want 1 cent for people, because we're doing everything free. We're using our own resources. We're using our own money, because we don't want to be tied down to somebody, owing somebody a living or something like that. So we refuse to take tithes. We refuse to take charity, because the Lord gives us everything that we need, and that scripture is true. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. And then it goes on to, he'll even send it down, press down, shake it together, running over. That's how he'll give it to us. If you're really dedicated to seek the kingdom of God and its righteousness, then out of your belly will come flowing rivers of living water. And if you don't believe what you're saying, do what I did. When I heard about Brother Branham, I was out in Vancouver, and they told me about God sent the prophet, and when they were, oh man, I never heard of such a thing. I said, I don't believe a word you're saying. This is a cult, but I'll do one thing. You're all respectable looking people. But I'll do one thing. I'll pray about it. And I'll fast until the Lord speaks to me and lets me know that this is true, what you're trying to say here. And I think it was 2 or 3 days I fasted, and the Lord came on the scene, and he spoke in an audible voice right into my spirit. This is my prophet. If you believe it, you'll be blessed. If you don't believe it, it's still my prophet. And today we can tell the people that hear it, if you doubt us, if you don't believe it, why did you do what I did? Why did you go to the Lord and pray and fast until he does give you an answer? Because your eternal destiny hangs right on this very thing, on this very message that we're putting out here. And I know it's the truth.
We searched it out. There was a hunger in us to know the time and the hour we're living is, like a hunger for the Word of God, to get to know what this life is all about. And we've searched out these matters. We searched it out. Is that God's prophet? Mm-hmm. And sure enough, you can find it in the scripture, Malachi 4, 5, 6. And then you can look it up, the seventh star in the book of Revelation, the Laodicea church hour, had a messenger here on earth. To do what? To take the truths that God had restored and bring us right back to the early faith of the early church, water baptism in Jesus' name. These things we searched out because these things were hidden. Mm-hmm. They were hidden from the wise and the prudent. And God gives it to babes such as would learn. And there was a hunger in our hearts, and we were searching and a desperation to still this yearning in our soul and spirit, because that religious system did not satisfy it. There was something more, and it got on us on a search to find out the truth for our day and hour, and it led us right to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And that's why we can surely, with assurance, say this is where God was working, and that's the channel that God has used in the Laodicea Church Hour, and we can direct you right to the right stream.
I had a guy who used to go to church, and he told me straight to my face. I tried to tell him how the Grand Canyon came to be, and he told me straight to my face, "Sam, I wouldn't believe a word you're saying, even if I knew it was true." Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that, because it comes from you and I, they just absolutely won't believe it. Because they don't want them. They think it's got to be some foreign guy from some far-off country, that highfalutin guy with a white suit on and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's how deceived people are. They can't believe that they're just ordinary folk, mm-hmm, who God always worked through. Just ordinary fishermen back in the day he worked through. And here he's doing it the same thing again. We got something to tell people, and if you believe it, fine. If not, well, that day will take you, overtake you. The day of the Lord is coming just up the road. And you can go back in Isaiah, you can read how his lips is going to tremble, how the islands will be moved out of the sea, and that the earth will reel to and fro like a drunk man. Things like that is just up the road here, a day of gloom, and we're not putting fear mongering. We're just telling people the fact, just like Noah did in his hour. He went out there, and he not only spoke it, he built a boat to prove to the people that there is a flood coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the day came, and that flood took them all away. It was too late for them, and what we're doing here, just up the road, is something that's a lot worse than the flood coming. It's just gonna, the horror, the nightmare that's gonna come when the day of the Lord comes. You could go read it, how his lips will tremble out of fury, because all throughout 2,000 years ago, people have rejected and rejected and rejected, and they're still rejecting today. They're rejecting the very truth that God has sent over time to send a prophet, Malachi 4, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. And when he goes off the scene, he sent us that chief apostle, Raven M. Jackson. And then when he goes off the scene, we all went through this turmoil to see, and we didn't know what's going on. And here all along, the Lord was testing each one of us. Who is then that faithful and wise servant whom the Lord has found faithful to deliver meat and due season? And truly, he will give him charge of all his goods, and all his goods is simply that living water, behold, that come to the water and drink the waters of life freely. It's all free. That's why we refuse to take money from anybody, because if we did, it wouldn't be free anymore. So come and partake of the waters of life freely, and the waters of life is the message for your day, and we're spending 24/7 to bring out the truth in these closing days of time, because we know we're running out of time. God can't stop it. Jesus can't stop it. We can't stop it, because God has put his word above his very name. And you're going to bump right into the day of the Lord. You're going to bump right into the tribulation hour. And it'll take you over. It'll overtake you. And here we're giving people a lifeline, an oasis, so to speak. And it's open for everybody. Whosoever will. No strings attached. You don't have to get baptized anymore, because that baptism thing is over. The baptism and the grace age was to call out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. Anybody that believes it, you cannot be bride anymore. You can only come in as a guest from here on out. It says October the 15th, 2021. You can only be invited, come and drink, come and partake of the waters of life, come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what's on right now. And that'll expire here very shortly. Just up the road here. That's why we put in overtime to try to warn the people. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home. Come home to the message for the hour of time that you're now living in. Come back home to the truth of the day. That's what it is. And you could go out there and look. If there was anything out there, believe you me, I would have found it. I would have put all my effort in. But it has befallen our lot, whether people like it or not. If you take it, fine. If you don't, well, like I say, that day will overtake you. Just like a thief in the night. We were reading it yesterday. It'll come as a thief in the night. Like those people that are caught up in this world and the enticements of this world and the worldly things of this world. They're caught up in it. God, it says, it'll come like a snare over a cow. That's just the hour we're living in. We're putting in so much effort that all our resources, everything goes in to just trying to warn the people. And if they don't take heed, there's nothing we can do. Just have to go by it. They'll just have to fall by the wayside. And that day will come and take them off, take them away, and they won't even be aware of it. It'll happen so fast.
That's right, because one day we all have to give an account for what we've done with our lives. There's nobody's exempt from that. We're gonna have to give an account. to God what we've done with our lives, if it's good or bad. And whatever we've done will be the reward of it.
And we gladly do it, like I say. I can't wait to get up in the morning. See what the Lord would have for us, you know. This morning it was shifting gears. I didn't know what I'm going to talk on this morning, but that's what we're doing, trying to send a warning signal out. You know, when you get these red flags, sometimes you go along the road and there's an accident on the upper road. So they put these red flags out there on the road to make you slow down, because up the road there's a crash site and things like that. That's all we're doing. We're just putting a warning sign out there. It's up the road here. It's not going to be a good day. It's going to be a gloomy day. It's a sad day. But right now, we're just warning people. Like I say, we spend every colony we send in Manitoba, all Canada, and all over the U.S., we send these books out, and everything out of our own pocket. We don't take no money from nobody, because we care about people. We don't need their money, because when you take somebody else's money, they control you, like these politicians of the States. China gives them a lot of money, and then they control them. They get into their school system, and they control the people. Like, we don't take no money, because we know there's always strings attached. And that's the story of our life. And we know we're right. At the end of the day, you know, we'll be, when the history books will be read, we'll be in those history books and telling people that we were right all along. And that's all that matters. It's at the end of the day what matters. Mm-hmm. What happens here now is just deception. But at the end of the day is what matters. At the end of the day, we know that we will be right. Mm-hmm. And then we'll shine like the star forever and ever, because we're those teachers. We teach the people. And if you can get yourself to a place where you can go out and tell people what you heard, then you will be shining like the stars forever and ever. That's just the way it is.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to instill a seriousness in the hearts of people, Lord, that we're living in a serious hour, Lord, that your coming is not that far off. So when we all have to be prepared to one day meet you, and we just want to send it out and tell people the seriousness of the day and hour we're living in. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.